21-7 is the halftime score from McCamley Field in favor of the Portage Central Mustangs. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney along with you for the Romance Gardens halftime show. Teams out getting their halftime stretches in, and how about this, the Portage Central field goal kicker booting it from about the 30.
Yeah, see, and he's got a lot of legs. So, I mean, they're going through towards the top of the uprights, and moving. I don't know if they think maybe that's going to be a way to possibly get back in this if they have some distance that they have to get to. But, yeah, he's booting 30-plus yards now.
21-7 in favor of the home team tonight. Of course, both Portage schools sharing McKinley Field as their home field here in their home stadium. But on this night, it is certainly divided. And Portage Central, the home team, up 21-7. This week 5 of high school football, plenty of football, baseball, hockey starting soon. As we said a little bit in the first half, it's kind of like Christmas, and I'll certainly take it. But the Tigers in Miami, they're wrapping up their regular season in Miami after clinching their third consecutive AL Central Division title. And Jim, the guys must be sleeping with Jose Veras on the mound in place of Rick Porcello. They trail Miami 3-0 in the third inning.
You know, they have problems with Houston, that? Too. And Houston is dreadful this year. So, you know, sometimes you play, maybe they are taking a break. Who knows? I'm sure Jim Leland will let them have it. But the simple fact of the matter is they have clinched, and I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts that they're going to play Oakland. The only issue is that Oakland is 2 games away from having the top record in the American League with 3 games to go, and Boston has to do is win 1 game, and it's pretty much going to be the Tigers in Oakland. Now, one of the things I really don't like about Major League Baseball, although I got an early Christmas present, I don't know about you, but I heard that Bud Selig is listening at the end of
21st year. We have our countdown start.
I'm telling you, I was so ready for that. I'll even go and help him move if he wants help. The fact is, Major League Baseball distributes information in the playoffs like an eyedropper, and they usually don't tell you more than a day or two ahead of time. So we'll get the schedules up on our website as soon as we can, but they're going to be in the playoffs, so we know that.
Well, the Tigers continue that series with Sanchez and Verlander on the hill for the next 2 games. You can hear those games all weekend long on AM 590 WKZO. Western Michigan opening their MAC schedule tomorrow night against Kent State. Robin Hook and John Creek have the pregame starting at 6 o'clock on FM 96.5 WZOX, the flagship for Bronco Athletics, but it's supposed to be a beautiful night tomorrow. So if you're listening, that means you're in Kalamazoo. You need to be out at Waldo Stadium and support the Broncos as they open their MAC schedule against Kent State. There's a great tailgate going on as well, Kalamazoo, and I know our beloved leader Jay Morris will be out there from about 4 till 6:30, and go out there, check it out, and check out Waldo Stadium. A lot of upgrades happening and a lot more to come as well under first-year head coach P.J. Fleck, but that happening tomorrow. And, of course, the Lions continuing their season 2-1. And how about this? Tops for the NFC North on the line this weekend against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, who knew that they was going to close to doing it without Nate Burleson and,
really hungry for his pizzas.
Apparently, jeez. Did anything else go wrong with this team for crying out?
I'm not sure, but first place in the NFC North on the line on Sunday, a noon pregame and 1 p.m. kick can be heard right here on 1660 The Fan. Meanwhile, the third quarter about to get underway from the Camley Field. It's the Mustangs up 21-7 over Portage Northern. And as you said, the Mustangs going to get the ball back as well, and I think that's certainly advantage Portage Central, especially the way this offense has been moving in the later stages of the first half.
Yeah, Mergener's got his offense running all right, and Ryan, he knows he's going to get the ball at the beginning of the second half, and he's going to be able to take it and run the Mustang offense if he can. And if he can do that and sustain drive and score again, you don't want to say that's putting the nail in the coffin, but what it is doing is it's making that lead a really insurmountable, because that would mean that Portage Northern would have to, against this defense, which has played quite well tonight, would have to get three scores to tie, four scores to win. And that's a tall order.
The Huskies will be kicking off right to left, and the Mustangs will move left to right across your radio dial on 1660 The Fan. And forgot to mention this, but you probably figured it out by now. Our apologies that the webcast is down for tonight's game, but a full replay of the broadcast can be heard after tonight's football game on 1660thefan.com. Gerard Davis, Jacob Allen, and Paul Lewis all lining up awaiting the kick.
What, I bet he's not kicking it to the left?
I don't even know if there's a safe place in that trio to kick the football, but nonetheless, they'll try and find one as the right boot is away of Ivan Lorenzo, and it bounces into the arms of Gerard Davis. It was in the end zone. He was going pro style with it, taking it out of the end zone, and the refs whistle him back. No way. It's a touchback, and Porter Central will have it from their own 20-yard line, first down and 10.
One of those safety requirements that the MHSAA has instituted, and that is if the ball does go in the end zone, you cannot run it back,
whether you catch it or not. But
all right.
Davis ready for the NFL with that. He was surprised he got called back, but got to play it safe, and they do so there. Max Ryan split out to the near side as Merginer back under center. Allen and Davis behind him. Handoff goes to Davis. He spins through a tackle to the 25-yard line. And again, that's all you need to do, 4 or 5 yards each down, and you're made in the shade.
Yeah, Portage Central really doesn't have to go to the air anymore for a while, Carolyn, if at all, because what they want to do is they want to run the clock down. They want to maintain possession of the ball. They want to play Mustang football. And that was a great time. Second down and four, you can't ask for much more.
Merginer hands off to Allen, and he's upended as soon as he receives the handoff. No gain on the play. We'll bring up third down and 5.
Key third down for the Northern Husky off our defense here, because Carolyn, if they can stop Portage Central this deep, their punter can get a punt off pretty well, but they're going to get pretty good field position, and then they will have done what they need to do, which is stop the Mustangs 3 and out.
Great penetration that time by Austin Labus. He's headed to Bowling Green after he's all done here at Portage Northern. They fake the handoff and pitch out to Allen. He's close to a first down across the markers. He got the first down. There is a flag on the play. Appears to be a face mask. Will go against Portage Northern. But we will await the call. And that time mixing up the plays well, because they've gone to Davis a couple of times on this drive. They fake the handoff to Davis that time, leaving Allen wide open.
Yeah, and he turned the corner all right. It was when he turned the corner that the penalty occurred. We'll see. Oh, they're calling holding against Portage Central. See, now where it was thrown, I really thought it was going to be a personal foul or maybe an inadvertent face mask, because it was right about to where Allen was being tackled. But I guess that's maybe where the hold was. Big penalty for the Mustangs, and that's going to put them back in the third down and 8, maybe close to 9.
Yeah, long third down and 8. 10:44, third quarter, 21-7 the lead for Portage Central, but an early test in the second half for this Mustang offense.
Yeah, and again, the Husky defense gets a reprieve because Allen was close to a first down there.
Allen and Davis behind Merginer, one receiver to the far side of the field, fake the handoff, pop pass to Matt Capasso, is incomplete. And how about that Portage Northern defense holding tough, forcing a, not a three and out, but going to force a punt here, and close to forcing a three and out with the penalty called against Portage Central. And they're going to get the football in prime territory for this offense, trailing 21-7. Mickey Losey receives the snap and fielded at the 30-yard line, trying to move laterally, and he is getting tackled. That's Jeff Learman, the return man, and he was trying to dream up something big, and as soon as that special teams unit for Portage Central came down, there's nowhere for him to go.
The only person on the Mustang special teams that wasn't down there to make the tackle was Mickey Losing, the punter. He was about 10 yards behind, so still 30. The 31-yard line's not bad, Carolyn, but, you know, they could have gotten in a little bit better territory, but still, Huskies now have to make that statement drive they've been waiting for all game long.
10-12, third quarter, 21-7, the deficit facing Riley Bell and Portage Northern as they take over first down and 10. It's a quarterback run all the way, read nicely by the defensive line of Portage Central. He is stopped after a short gain. We'll bring up a second down and about 9. We'll call it a long 8.
Yeah, that time the Husky offense set up the triple wide receivers on the right-hand side, which is the long side of the field, but that time Bell took it down, tried it, and he had a good block. Simon had a good block out here on the left, but the Mustang defense closed in on him.
Second down and 8. Simon behind the quarterback, Bell. The pitch goes to Simon, far side. He sidesteps the tackle, runs over another defensive back to the 36-yard line, and a third down and manageable coming up for Portage Northern.
Yeah, it was interesting watching the backfield when Bell pitched the ball over to Simon. Tyler Cummings had a guy coming at him, and he fell down, and then Cummings fell on top of him. And I was waiting for the flag. They called a couple of penalties earlier. There was, like, borderline. I was waiting, okay, this is going to be a hold, but it wasn't, which is a good thing now. Third down and 7, maybe, yeah, by third down and 7, big down for both teams. Big, big down.
Third down and 7 from the Husky 34-yard line. In the shotgun is Bell. He pump fakes. Short drop to Simon is caught. And then there's a fumble right at the 35-yard line, and it's going to the Mustang.
Wow.
How about that? It seemed like it was... He didn't really have a lot of room. He wasn't going to get the first down. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling for my words because he caught the ball. He clearly had the ball, and it's like he caught it in his basket, so there's no way to really jar it loose. And then it's just like he dropped it.
Yeah, and you wonder, again, you know, we talked about this when Mattawan and Portage Central were playing. The later we got into the evening, we had a compensation issue down on the field, so that may have been an issue. It looked like Simon was down, but you know what? The Mustangs have the ball in Husky territory, short field, and a lot of time.
Yeah, short field for Ryan Mergener as they take over. First down and 10 on the fumble. The handoff goes to Davis.
Davis stopped
after about a gain of 1. Mickey Losey checking in for Max Ryan. And he'll be split to the far boundary on second down and 9. Clock approaching 8 minutes, third quarter. 21-7 the lead for Portage Central. Jacob Allen charging up the teeth of the Portage Northern defense for another gain of about 2 or 3.
That's one of the best plays that the Husky defense has made on Allen all night long. That time they game-tackled him, but they didn't let him go because that same play, if you remember in the first half, Carolyn, Allen ended up roaring for about 15 or 20 yards. This time they stuck with it, and they only gave him maybe 1 or 2.
Third down and 7 now for the Mustangs, who took over on a fumble recovery. They fake the handoff to Davis, pitch out to Allen. All kinds of green up the sideline. He's evading tackles and into the end zone. Touchdown, Portage Central. And he drove straight through the traffic on that sideline for Portage Northern. And it's like no one touched him.
You know, when Allen gets into a position where he's running north and south, Carolyn, he is incredibly hard to stop. Got an interception, too. But this time, he turned the corner and had some blockers. He runs upright, and then he lowers his head when he gets ready. And that time, he just flat outland the defense at Portage Northern.
And he lowered his head into about 5 different defenders for Portage Northern as Mickey Losey's extra point is up and good. It is Jacob Allen just carrying this Mustangs offense and the defense to end that first half with the interception and the pick six. Jacob Allen really doing it all here with 7:22 remaining in the third quarter. It's Portage Central 28, Portage Northern 7. And we'll be back with more. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune into live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
.722 remaining in the third quarter, and on the legs of Jacob Allen, the Portage Central Mustangs extend their lead here in the Battle of Portage. They lead the Huskies 28-7. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney along with you from the Camley Field, and we're glad you're with us on 1660 The Fan. The home crowd here starting to chant Jacob Allen, and he's certainly deserved it, as Mickey Losey's kick runs through the end zone, and the Huskies will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. If you're Pete Skirmerhorn in that far sideline, what are you saying to your kids to just keep the energy up after a play like that where you pretty much had them stop?
I think you gotta tell them to keep their heads up, because it's a battle of Portage and anything can happen. And, I mean, anything can happen in football. This type of lead, though, for Portage Central is the kind that they start drooling over, because now the defense can pin their ears back. They can come after Riley Bell. They can do some blitzing. They can start to dominate. And, you know, this is not a good situation for the Portage Northern Huskies, and it's an excellent situation for Portage Central.
Huskies go I formation. Handoff goes up the middle and is stopped immediately, maybe for a short loss.
Tim Cummings got the ball.
Tyler,
he hasn't played much.
No, Tyler Cummings that time. Preston Simon in on the I formation as well.
Carolyn, I'm not so sure if I'm Pete Skirmerhorn. I don't try the short pass, flat pass type offense where you had some passes that were going well when you were in between the defensive backfield and the linebackers. That worked earlier. That's a way to move down the field. I mean, it's going to chill some time, but it's a way to move down the field.
They send the tight end in motion, and they're looking for the tight end. It was batted down at the line of scrimmage that time. Going with your game plan, the little top pass from...
Apparently Hunter Lasseter wasn't in on the conversation, and he said, oh, no, you won't.
Hunter Lasseter getting a big paw up there, and he's headed to Central Michigan after his time is over and done with here at Portage Central.
Now, because he's a Mustang, would you say a big hoof?
Sure.
Whatever it was, it knocked the ball down. He's going to Central? That's too bad. Oh, well.
Trying to follow in the footsteps of Eric Fisher, first-round draft pick in this year's NFL draft. And a Riley Bell pass is complete out to the flat. He found Darren Snow again. Got him at the 40-yard line, first down for the Huskies. And what did I tell you, Darren Snow, a quiet tight end, but he's there when the play needs to be made, making one there and keeping this drive alive with 6:28 to go in this third quarter. The Huskies need something.
Yeah, it's not like the Mustangs were playing defense. They had good coverage on Snow. He just grabbed the ball, put himself in a position where he was the only one who could get it.
Snow lining up on the far sideline. And the pitch goes to Josh Leiter. He was nearly tackled for a 5-yard loss. He spun out of that. Finally brought down at the line of scrimmage. There is a flag on the play, so we'll check the flag on first down and 10.
And it's going to Portage Central. Yes, so
we marched off against Portage.
And they are going back.
Northern.
Holding.
Holding will be called against the Huskies.
Holding penalty.
penalty is declined. Yeah, and I can see that happening. I mean, Coach, look where Coach Embers has him, like second down and 13 or 14, and the ball's, you know, inside the 40-yard line. The clock is running. Everything's going in your favor. Why not? And Josh Leiter was brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. Brings up second down and 14, and the shotgun is belly. Drops back, looking near sideline. Caught in the flat and still on his feet. The wide receiver, Brad Tabor, checked at the tight end. And a couple of tight ends for the Huskies keeping their drives alive in this third quarter. Brad Tabor almost did not go down.
Yeah, he had Jacob Allen properties that time. I mean, if the Mustangs were trying to tackle him, and he just flat out wouldn't go down. You know, I don't know if this reminds you of the game we had Fortis Central against Mattawan, but Mattawan was down by quite a bit, too, and they kept coming at Fortis Central as well. The Huskies are doing the same thing. I think they really believe that they are still in this game, and they are. It's not over yet.
Thomas Sheffert spread out to the near side of the football field, hauling it in and keeping it. Is the quarterback. Watch out. He's got some legs all the way to the inside the 20 to the 13. And that's the first real look at the running game of Riley Bell. He faked the pass, and it was quarterback sneak all the way. He had all kinds of green space on the near side of the field, and he took advantage.
Yeah, he went right up the middle. There was a hole big enough to drive a truck through, if you pardon the cliche. But then he turned on the jets and went to the outside because the defense was starting to close in a little bit. And you're right, Carolyn, that is the first time tonight we have seen Riley Bell use his legs to get his team into a position to possibly score touchdowns.
Pete Skirmerhorn opening things up as well into the shotgun. Another quarterback sneak is stopped at the 15-yard line.
No gain on that one. They didn't pull the Mustangs at all.
5:08 remaining third quarter. The Huskies trail 28-7, but they're on the move on the Portage Central 15-yard line. No gain on that last play. We'll bring up second down and 10.
Riley Bell gets up limping.
And that is not a good thing to see.
Not coming off the field.
No, he's
looking up kids.
Staying in the huddle. And too many men lining up for Portage Northern. They'll take a timeout. And we'll take a timeout as well. 28-7, the lead for Portage Central. We'll be back with more after this on 1660, The Fan.
We'll keep you out of the traffic jam that's keeping you from getting to work on time. Text the word traffic to 80373 and we'll alert you the second we know of an issue on the roads. Whether it's construction, an accident, or a major event, a text will hit your phone within seconds. Don't let Mother Nature get in your way. Get in the know by texting traffic to 80373 and stop getting caught on the roads. Powered by Sunshine Toyota Battle Creek. Message and data rates apply. Text stop to quit.
4:39 remaining, third quarter, and it's Portage Central 28, Portage Northern 7. The Huskies on the move, though, and on the brink of adding to this deficit, or excuse me, breaking into this deficit, I should say, 21 points right now. They trail. Something to watch out for. Riley Bell, a couple of plays ago, he rushed. He was tackled pretty hard. He got up limping. He appears to be in the huddle still, and yep, he'll line up under center.
Good timeout for Portage Northern. It gave him a chance to rest a little.
Two receivers to the right. Quarterback in the shotgun is unabated. All wide open was the defender rushing the quarterback, and then the wide receiver he was aiming for, the tight end out for Darren Snow, was incomplete. We'll bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, and he was wide open. He had his hands on the ball, just couldn't pull it in. But that was probably one that would have, he could have gone in for a touchdown for us. He really wants, you can't waste those opportunities, especially when you only have about 16 minutes left in the game and you're down by 21 points. You can't have a touchdown here. I know their field goal kicker can kick here, but they need a touchdown.
Bell in the shotgun, third down and 10, with Leiter lined up behind him, dropping back and throwing all the way to Snow. There's an interception, but also a flag to go along with that. And check that in. The safety for Portage Central dropped the football. Ruled incomplete. There is flag. The flag still is a call. On third down and 10, this call is huge, whether it was defensive or possibly offensive pass interference. They will go against the Mustangs to the disdain of the home crowd. You'd think they're trailing by 21.
Yes, you would. Mickey Losey again guilty on the pass interference, so that's gonna put the ball down inside the 10-yard line, inside four-down territory. So it'll be first down and goal, or no, it won't be first down and goal. They can still get a first down before scoring a touchdown. So it's going to be third down and about, I'm going to guess about maybe a long three or short four here, the way that they've got it marked, Carolyn. And the scoreboard is different from what we're seeing as far as the chains. We're going to go according to the chain gang.
Third down and a long four now for Portage Northern off the pass interference penalty in the end zone. A high snap. The deck, and Riley Bell, all he could do was cover it up, and then he was shoved, so he was lucky he even picked that football up.
That's the easiest tackle that Hunter Lassiter is ever going to have in his career, because all he did was go tag your hit, and Bell went over. So now it's fourth down, and I mean, they have to obviously go for it, because they have to have the touchdown. It's at the 30-yard line, and they're going to get, so the Northern Huskies have the type of offense that can score on this type of play. And again, this is the type of play that they had at the end of the first half, where and I don't see them going into prevent, but still, the simple fact of the matter is, you know what the play is going to be.
Fourth down and 14, Riley Bell in the shotgun, and too many men in the huddle, too many men lined up for Portage Northern, so that's going to back them up even further, and these little mental mistakes when you're trailing by 21 magnified here late in the third quarter, 4:16 remaining in the third quarter. And when you're up against a wall like this and you kind of got to go for it in these situations, it makes it that much harder. Now fourth down and 19 from the 25-yard line. Empty backfield and shotgun for Riley Bell. Flag thrown right as the ball is snapped, so we'll check this. All kinds of laundry being aired out here the last couple of minutes of this third quarter. And
well, Portage Central's going to give it back because they were offsides.
An offsides call whistled against the Mustangs, so that will give back 5 yards.
5 yards
back to 4th and 14. Still an adverse situation for Portage Northern, but how about these flags? Probably 4 in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, it's a lot of laundry out there. Now we got a timeout called by the officials. A little confusion down here. One of the fun things about being up here in the press box is sometimes if they push you close enough to the coaches, you can hear the demonstrative part of this. On the penalty before this, where it was too much time or whatever it was, you could hear the Mustang coaches were next to us pounding the wall and yelling, which was really kind of fun. Gives you that feeling, you know, just got to love it. I don't know what they call in this play. I'm serious. I don't know what they call. You're going to flood the end zone, try the same thing that you did at the end of the first half. I also don't know why they just called timeout either, but we're back into it, so we'll see what the Huskies can do.
4:03 on the clock. Josh Leiter to the left of Riley Bell, and now Portage Central takes the timeout. So we will step aside as well with 4:14 remaining in the third quarter. Portage Central 28, Portage Northern 7. We'll be back with more. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
We'll keep you out of the traffic jam that's keeping you from getting to work on time. Text the word traffic to 80373 and we'll alert you the second we know of an issue on the roads. Whether it's construction, an accident, or a major event, a text will hit your phone within seconds. Don't let Mother Nature get in your way. Get in the know by texting traffic to 80373 and stop getting caught on the roads. Powered by Sunshine Toyota Battle Creek. Message and data rates apply. Text stop to quit.
Kellen Binder and Jim McKinney back with you from McKinley Field, where with 4:14 remaining in the third quarter, Portage Central owns a 28-7 lead over their crosstown rivals, Portage Northern, and Portage Central taking a timeout. This fourth down play seems like it's been evolving for the last 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe even longer with all the flags and confusion and timeouts we've had. It appears that we're going to actually get a fourth down play in here. It's 4th and 14 from the Mustangs' 20-yard line for Riley Bell. He's got three receivers split to his right side, and a lone back to his right is Leiter, and going left side into the end zone, nearly picked off but batted away by Mickey Losey, the kicker, also the DB, also in at wide receiver at times for Portage Central. Doing it all. Pass was intended for Darren Snow. And a Husky is down after the play. Appears to be holding his right knee.
Well, the Mustangs are going to be deep in their own territory, but they do have a 21-point lead, and they have time on their side. They have all but one of their timeouts, well, they have two of their timeouts. And they just, you know, if they can run the ball and get it out to midfield, they're probably trying to run out the quarter.
The injured Husky is junior offensive lineman, Justin Penny, and he's hobbling on the right knee, but up under his own power, and always good to see that, and the good sportsmanship from both sides of the football field, including the Portage Central faithful. That's always good to see.
Yep.
Back to action now, 1st and 10 for the Mustangs from their own 20-yard line. So essentially they had it in the end, you know, got a kickoff, and it went through the end zone, and they took over on their own 20. Mergener with the quarterback keeper on the first play from scrimmage up the middle for a short gain. And that's, I think, going to be the name of the game, is just keeping it on the ground, keeping it in bounds, and at least running the remainder of this third quarter out, and hopefully doing much more of the same in the fourth if you're Mick Enders in this Portage Central offense. Mergener has Allen. Handoff goes to Allen, pushing his way through the right side of the Portage Northern defense. Gains a couple of more yards, but they'll have a third down in about 5, maybe 6.
Howard gets him a couple more yards, so it's like third down and maybe 3 now. So you got more of that front push, got him a couple more yards. So this is doable. For Portage Central, they faced this kind of a down situation before and had no problems getting it. So a couple of first downs get them out close to midfield, and that's the type of ball control the Mustangs want. They want to keep the ball out of the Huskies' hands.
Third down and a long 3 with 3 minutes ticking off here in the third quarter. The long snap count for Mergener. They hand off, but the Portage Northern defensive line was ready to stop Gerard Davis as soon as he got that handoff. And Portage Central is going to have to punt it away.
Well, the Huskies make another great stand, Carolyn, and that's what they wanted. You know, the time's running, but they're going to get the ball back and then hopefully pretty good field position.
After the punt, we'll pause for a station identification, but that's coming up after Mickey Losey boots this one away from his own 20-yard line. A towering punt will take a huge Portage Central bounce to the 5-yard line. It's down there by Max Ryan. And what about the legs of Mickey Losey?
You know, we've seen him kick off and we've seen him do the extra points, but I'll tell you what, as a punter, he is really pinning the Huskies back tonight.
We'll step aside now for a station identification pausing for a legal ID. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
AM 1660 WQLR Kalamazoo is 1660 The Fan.
I know you're going to dig this.
Mickey Losey with the booming punt, pinning Portage Northern back inside their 10. They mark it to the 7. That's where Riley Bell and the Husky offense take over, trailing Portage Central 28-7. The first play from scrimmage is a handoff to Preston Simon. And watch out, he's holding his left knee after being tackled at about the 17-yard line.
Oh, and flexing, and that's a good sign, Carolyn. I think he just got popped, maybe. That's the first good run, really, that Simon has had, other than the first run he had for 6 yards at the beginning of the game. Because he got to turn the corner, had some blocking, did a good job, and then was taken down, obviously. But let's just hope that it was just a glancing blow at his knee, but he is still down.
That's got to be you got to be holding your breath if you're Pete Skirmerhorn and that entire Husky faithful across the way from us here in the press box, with Preston Simon being the horse on their offense that he is, and he's being attended to on the field. We'll take this time to thank Bruce's Truck and Auto. Accessories, better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's, featuring Rhino Linings. Also, Roman's Gardens, their sponsorship of high school sports here on 1660 The Fan. High quality, low prices, and great customer service are their specialty, located on Shaver Road in Portage, as well as Edward Rose and Sons, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home. Visit edwardrose.com. Today, and stay tuned for post-game coverage. We'll name a Wings Etc. player of the game, featuring over 20 HD TVs, great food and drink specials all week long. Visit their Portage and Kalamazoo locations for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings, or check out the menu at wingsetc.net. And we would be remiss if we did not thank our presenting sponsor, Meyer, from tailgating food to team gear. Meyer has everything you need to make football season even better. With over 150,000 items across 40 departments, you can score big savings and tail greater with this football season at Meijer. After the injury timeout for Preston Simon, back in the shotgun is Riley Bell. He tries to sneak one, but this defensive line for Portage Central looking just as they did in this first quarter.
Yeah, and, they can, we use the phrase pin their ears back, but they really can, Carolyn. They can fire off the line, take advantage of the situation, the fact that they are up by 21. They've got their crosstown rivals deep in their own territory. The number one running back for the team is out on the sideline. There's a lot of things going the Mustangs' way right now, and they're going to take full advantage of them because I know it's second down at 14 here, but if the Huskies can't dig themselves out of this hole, the Mustangs are going to have a pretty good field position.
Preston Simon last week in that loss, 99 yards on 26 rushing attempts. Riley Bell drops back for a pass that's batted at the line of scrimmage. Hunter Lassiter again reaching up for the deflection. And under a minute to go in this third quarter, that'll bring up third down and 14. Have to assume a pass coming up here for the Huskies.
And maybe, that would be a pretty good guess.
Maybe Nick Enders putting in, not quite the prevent situation, but they are deep in their own territory, our Portage Northern. I see Jacob Allen in the secondary lining up. They'll get a screen pass out to later. But well shy of the first down.
Yeah, he had a good head of steam, but the play was set up so far behind the line of scrimmage that
he can only get up maybe 1 or 2 yards. So the Huskies are going to have to punt on this. The Mustangs are going to get pretty good field position. And it's going to be the beginning of the fourth quarter when the Mustangs take over. And they'll have 12 minutes to basically run out the clock.
Evan Howard standing inside his own 10-yard line. And we'll get another flag on the snap. Initial indication is a false start on the Huskies. So now Howard inside his own 5-yard line.
Yeah, and I'm going to wonder if the Central Mustangs are not going to just stand at the line, if they're going to do what the Huskies have been doing all line long, and that's running after the punter to try to block the ball.
Howard standing at his own 3-yard line, a low snap, another flag on the play. He gets the punt away. It'll be short of where Victor Ledbetter is standing, near the 50-yard line. It'll roll over the 50 into Portage Central territory, but just into Portage Central territory at the 48-yard line. Check that flag, though. That's the story of this third quarter, is all the dirty laundry we've seen out there.
I know. It's just, and then that was that one sequence where I think we had like 3 or 4 flags in a row and then 2 timeouts by the official. It's like watching an NBA game.
One tick left on this third quarter clock.
Illegal motion, and Portage Northern.
Illegal motion.
You got to wonder, are they going to make them go back and punt it again and try to block it this time?
Wait to see what the call is. It's declined, so it is illegal motion whistled against Portage Northern. Portage Central will take over first down and 10 from their own 49-yard line. First down and 10, 1 second to go, third quarter. And the Mustangs lead 28-7.
I would say advantage Portage Central, obviously, here because, you know, as we said earlier, they have the ball, they have the lead, they have the clock. And they have the type of offense where they can really grind it down. Because one more score, Carolyn, even if it's just a field goal, you know, if it's a field goal, because Mickey Losey can kick a field goal. Even if it's a field goal, it's the nail in the coffin.
Any type of points here would certainly put the nail in the coffin. As Ryan Mergener will keep it himself, he's gang tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and that is the end of the third quarter. After 3, the score, Portage Central 28, Portage Northern 7. We'll be back with the final quarter from the Camley Field after this timeout. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
Midwest Communications is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your group would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please contact Kim Lozano at 345-7121 or email at kim.lozano@mwcradio.com. Midwest Communications is an equal opportunity employer by choice.
Carol Miner, Jim McKinney back with you and the Camley Field as we get underway here in the fourth quarter. Portage Central up 21 on their crosstown rivals. 28-7 is the score as we head into quarter number 4 and starting to get our thoughts together for the Wings, etc. Player of the game, and certainly a bevy of players to choose from on both sides of the football. But we'll have that for you after these 12 minutes are up. Portage Central with the football to start the fourth quarter right on the 50-yard line. Fakes the pitch, looking for a receiver out in the middle of the field, and he was aiming for Max Ryan just out of the reach of the intended receiver. There's some fans and part of that sideline thinking there should have been a pass interference call.
I was wondering about that myself because Ryan got his feet tangled up with the defender from the season. I mean, there was, you know,
could have been Thomas Shepard out there for the Huskies. And
the other two pass interference that have been called on Porter Central are 3. That very well could have gone that way, too.
Third down at 8 now, a big stop opportunity for the Husky defense as the pitch goes near side to Davis and appeared to be a horse collar, pretty close to a horse collar tackle as he was dragged out of bounds by Quinlan Dean, the junior linebacker. short of the first down. We'll bring up a fourth down and five. Nikki Losey on to punt it away. And with the score the way it is, that's classy. At this juncture of the field, anyway, it's typically four down territory in high school football. But with a 21-point lead, Nikki Losey on for the punt. He's standing at his own 41-yard line. We get another
flag. We haven't had one of those for a while.
Yeah, another official's timeout. A flag thrown near the line for Portage Northern. And the penalty is called against Portage Northern. I see what it was.
This could be a first down.
Yeah, it looks like the teams are shifting their lineups. McEnder sending the offense in, so it's fourth and five. Still waiting for a call, an official call on the penalty. Meanwhile, both sidelines have shifted their lineups, so Portage Central was going to punt the ball. McEnder sending his offense in there instead. Officials still talking about it at the Portage Northern 45-yard line. It's fourth and five before the penalty. And still waiting on a call.
I think they were trying to determine about how much longer they were going to have. So it was against Portage Northern. I think the ball was going to be like fourth and inches.
Yeah, Carolyn. Illegal. Too many men in the huddle again for Pete Skirmerhorn and the Portage Northern Huskies. That has to be a source of frustration. And it's not like this is an inexperienced squad. They lost some guys, but as I mentioned, they brought back eight on defense, which is where the squad that's out there now, they brought back eight on defense. They know what they're doing, but that's about the third or fourth time that too many men in the huddle hasn't been whistled because they've called a timeout. I think that's the first penalty they've actually taken for it, but we've seen that about three or four times throughout this game for Portage Northern, particularly on defense. So now it turns into a fourth and inches situation. And Mick Enders sending the offense back out. A triple set of backs behind Mergener. And it's Jacob Allen charging across the sticks for a first down.
Yeah, who better to give the ball to when you really need to keep it on the ground and chew up some time and chew up some yardage?
11:37, the final quarter of play. The Portage Central offense stays on the field after that fourth down conversion. They go back to the two-back set behind Mergener, and we got a jump on the defensive side of the football. Was he drawn off, though? They say no. Offside whistled against Portage Northern, and again, facing a 21-point deficit, these mental mistakes just make it all that much worse.
Yeah, and I think part of them are out of frustration. You know, they want to get at the quarterback. They want to make sure that they can make a play. They don't want to give up at all. But, you know, a five-yard penalty is just as good as a five-yard run and shortening the field.
If guys behind Mergener can get 5 yards in a hurry as they pass off to Paul Lewis checking into the football game. For the first time, the junior running back, we saw a lot of him towards the tail end of the Mattawan victory for Portage Central, making contributions late in the stages of that victory. And he gains about three. It'll bring up second down and two.
And the clock keeps running.
The clock becoming the friend of the home sideline for Mick Enders and the Portage Central Mustangs, and the enemy for the far sideline with Portage Northern. Hand off to Allen, charging through the teeth of the defense to the 25-yard line. First down for Portage Central. And just, again, it just seems like he's so slippery, but it's because he's speedy and powerful. That combination really doing some damage on this Portage Northern defensive line.
He does a great job of shifting his hips, especially after he gets through the line of scrimmage and making other tacklers miss him. That's just Jacob Bowen's shown that capacity all season long, and he continues to frustrate the Husky defense and make the sideline of the Mustangs very, very happy.
First down and 10-13 remaining in the ball game. 28-7 the lead for the Mustangs, and they are looking to add on to it here. Paul Lewis, again up the middle, he stopped immediately for no gain.
Up the middle. Down by the interior of the Husky line.
You know, the Portage of the Husky defense does not want to give up a touchdown. You know, there are already 28 points on the board. That's enough. Even if the Mustangs go to fourth down, they're not going to kick a field goal. They're just going to go to fourth down territory. But the Husky defense is playing for pride right now. They do not want to give up another score.
Gain of one by Lewis. We'll bring up second down and 9. He gets the pitch up the left side, and he moves through the secondary to the 1 yard line. They're going to call him down on the 1 yard line. Shoved out of bounds. Did not quite get over the goal line. Nearly got the pylon, though. The bottom corner of the end zone.
He was so close, and then the Husky defender pushed him out right on time, pushed him out before he got to the pylon. I thought he was going to make that turn and score the touchdown. So it would. I mean, you don't want to pick and choose here, but you know, Carolina, it would only be right if they handed it off to Lewis again to let him score.
Lewis in the huddle. He'll line up next to Allen. Part of a three-back set behind Mergner, and I think you're right, as they go with Allen through the piece of the defense into the end zone. Touchdown, Portage Central. Kind of the Joint Bell, Reggie Bush situation from a couple of weeks ago. Setting up the touchdown and the other back running it into the end zone, but Jacob Allen, certainly on that score, going to give all the credit to Paul Lewis.
Oh, yeah. As Paul Lewis turned that corner, and it was only by the Huskies being able to shove him out of bounds right at the end that he didn't get a chance to score. But, again, you know, this is the nail. This is, I mean, you don't want to say it's over because you have time left, 9:22. But, of course, Mickey Lewis kicks the extra point, that's almost a given. 35-7, I believe, is insurmountable in a game like this.
Mickey Losey, Mr. Automatic on extra points. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up and good. And with 9:22 remaining in the game, it's Portage Central 35, Portage Northern 7. We'll be back with more after this timeout. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meijer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meijer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meijer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meijer.
Doing all the dirty work, and it was Jacob Allen punching it into the end zone. And with that, the Portage Central Mustangs now own a 35-7 fourth quarter lead over their crosstown rivals, Portage Northern. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney back with you from the Cambly Field. And glad you're with us on 1660 The Fan. Just complete domination into the third and into the fourth quarter. It all started with that first half play that Skirmerhorn ran. It was intercepted by Jacob Allen and taken in for a pick six. You really saw how that deflated Portage Northern, and that carried over here to both quarters in the second half.
Yeah, that's the play of the game, the interception by Matt, or by Jacob Allen. Matt is his father, I believe. We've seen a tale of two halves, because I will tell you, if you take that play out, if the Huskies go in at halftime and they're only down 14-7, I think we have a different second half here. But Portage Central has just come out and taken that advantage and dominated, and the Huskies are going to continue to fight on, because obviously this is a battle for pride, but that was the play that did it.
Slider, the lone back behind Riley in the shotgun. Riley Bell gets it out complete to his tight end, Tyler Cummings.
That's completed from Bell to Cummings.
Cummings a couple of yards shy of the first down at the 39-yard line. We'll bring up a second down and short.
Does the flat pass, it works.
And a short, I think Portage Central is going to let them have that as much as they want. It's like a prevent defense, and guess who's standing in the middle of it?
The hands team. Yeah, Matt Allen.
Jacob Allen. Jacob's standing there in the same position he did when he intercepted the ball in the first half.
Shotgun again for Riley Bell. He's hit as he throws, nearly picked off, but it hit the ground.
They're calling an interception.
An interception by Mickey Losey, who's getting the congratulations as he comes off the field. I thought maybe it skipped off the turf, and I think that's what the referees were trying to talk about as well before they called it a pick. But credit the Portage Central defensive line that time. All pressure on the quarterback, Riley Bell, really setting up that interception for Mickey Losey. But good hands by, what do we say, the hands team right in the middle of that defense for Portage Central. Now they have the ball back, 9:03 to go in the game. And the comfortable 35-7 lead, rolling out his Mergener to the far side of the field. He'll keep it himself, flag thrown in the Mustang backfield, though. Imagine that. A flag.
I know, I'm just stunned. Yeah, silence.
And holding whistled against Portage Central as the quarterback Mergener was attempting to reverse field on the quarterback keeper. And his offensive lineman, I think, just wanting to keep him out of trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, if that's, you know, there are pro quarterbacks that will give you a bonus if you're an offensive lineman, if you hold to keep him from getting creamed in high school. Can't do that, but I'm sure that the Mergener is happy. I mean, the only thing is that it stops the clock, and you don't want that. You want the clock to run. Now, one thing I did see at the end of the play was a little chippiness there in the middle. With a couple of Northern and Central players were talking, and then a Northern player ran up and bumped the Central player, and you've got to be really careful, Carolyn, because the officials will call that kind of thing for a personal foul. You just got to watch what you're doing.
Penalty marked from the spot of the foul, first down and 24. They'll hand it off up the middle to Gerard Davis, and another flag. I think we're talking about some extracurriculars here, as the play was clearly blown dead, and then the flag was thrown, and it came all the way from the back judge.
I don't think we're ever going to leave, truth to tell. I think we're going to be here tomorrow morning. They're still going to be playing, and we're going to have more laundry on the field than you know what to do with.
Hey, we can give the live reports to Roger Taylor, our good buddy, on the morning show. On our sister station, AM 590 WKZO. Matt Buck on hand as well from 6 till 8. Then, of course, he turns into Birdman.
Yes, he does.
After that. So we're waiting on the flag.
Looks like they're walk it off against Portage Northern, but I just don't know how much and what the penalty is because the referee's looking around.
After a 15-yard penalty was assessed to Portage Central, we'll wait on this. A personal foul coming back against Portage Northern. That's all we're going to see it right back where we started, basically.
That's nothing more than a frustration penalty, Carolyn, and I mean both sides know that it is. You can't have that. I mean, you say that. We stand here and we'll say, well, you can't have that kind of penalty, but you know that the emotions are running high down there. Portage Central is really socking it to their crosstown rival, and you know there's going to be some bad feelings at some point in time, but you really got to control it.
So those penalties wash each other out. Second down and 5, the pitch goes back to Davis. All kinds of running room for Gerard, and he starts the house unless he gets pushed out of bounds, and he does not. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Portage Central. Gerard Davis, a bolt of lightning. Right in front of his sideline, he was gone from the beginning. Marched all the way from the 35-yard line, the 35-yard line of Portage Northern, a 65-yard march into the end zone for Gerard Davis. And he said, if you're frustrated now, you're even more frustrated after this play. He wasn't even touched.
No.
He moved through that defensive line.
No, he went around the corner, and there was nobody there to get him. And it's almost exactly a minute since Jacob Allen scored his touchdown.
And Mickey Losey kicking that football almost all the way back to the station on the extra point. And with 8:28 remaining in the game, it's Portage Central 42, Portage Northern 7. We'll keep it here and update you on a couple of other scores going on. First of all, check in with the Tigers. They were trailing 3-0 at our last check in the third inning, and now they are in the seventh. They've cut into that Miami lead. It's 3-2.
Oh,
and
coming back. Ooh.
Webb on the mound for the Marlins. Jackson up to bat. Jose Veras making the spot start, as we mentioned, for Porcello, starting to kind of see the playoff roster develop for Jim Leland and the Tigers after clinching their third straight AL Central Division Championship. And we'll also check in with a third quarter score from the Coldwater Sturgis game. At the end of the third quarter, it's Coldwater 27, Sturgis 7.
Let me ask you a baseball question once again, a moment here.
Why not?
Because we talked about this on AM 590. Do you agree with Dombrowski's move to put Peralta on the active roster?
From a fan standpoint that wants this team to be successful, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. And I think I talked about this a little bit before, my feelings on it. Personally, the standpoint from a fan of baseball, not just the Tigers, as Mickey Losey boots it to the five, recepted there, and tackled immediately is Seth Learman. From a baseball standpoint, no, I don't like the move because it's like you put a bad kid in the corner and then timeout, and then as soon as the timeout's over, you just let him go back to what got him in trouble in the first place. And now I'm not saying that he's back to the steroids, don't get me wrong, but he's being rewarded. And, of course, you know, he's working hard. They're talking about putting him out in left field possibly, foregoing Matt Tuiasosopo for the postseason. And to me, that's just a low blow to Tuiasosopo because he's contributed to what the Tigers have done. And just to throw Johnny Peralta in there is questionable to me. But, you know, again, wins and losses are going to define any team in any sport. And certainly the Tigers wanting to win a World Series, there's still a lot of question marks. So if you put Johnny Peralta in, you're taking a risk because you don't know if you put him at shortstop. They're possibly talking about that. He's maybe an insurance policy for Jose Iglesias. And the fact of the matter is, no matter how hard he's worked out during this 50-game suspension, he hasn't been playing baseball, and that's the point.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be interesting. On second down and long after a one-yard run by the quarterback, Bell. There goes the handoff to Leiter. And Leiter gets just across the line of scrimmage for short gainer. Bring up third down and long for Portage Northern with 6:44 remaining in the game. The Huskies trail 42-7.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we are in a running clock situation right now with a 35-point deficit in the second half. So we shouldn't see any clock stoppages unless there's an injury. A possibly change of possession.
Bell back in the shotgun, and a high snap hits the deck. Bell's going to have to hit the deck. He mishandles it. He does not cover it up. Portage Central covers it up on the Husky 10. And just complete domination by this Portage Central defense, leading to easy plays for their offense.
I was going to throw a five-letter word in there, utter, U-T-T-E-R, utter. This is, now it's just a situation where you really don't, if you're Mick Andrews, you really don't want to pour it on, but you know this close, your team's probably going to score again. You got 10, the clock's running, and unless they go in victory formation, which I don't really think they can, but I think we're going to see some new personnel in the game for both teams. I think Sam Vermeulen, who we saw in the Mattawan game, was coming into quarterback for Portage Central, and you're going to see the Stars tonight come out a little bit, and they're we'll see what happens here.
Yep, Vermeulen in at quarterback, and he'll hand it off. Rocks at the 5-yard line on the handoff. We're all checking our, I believe that was Michael Kuchenbach into the game. Our depth charts now, yeah. Michael Kuchenbach into the game at running back for Portage Central. We saw him as well in the Mattawan victory.
One of our favorite names, Kuchenbach.
He can be on my all-name team.
Yeah. I think he's a pretty good runner, too. Not bad when he gets a chance.
Vermeulen with the pair of running backs behind him. Kuchenbach.
Now that was
a five, and he absolutely got rocked again.
That was a stand-em-up, knock-em-over hit for the Portage Husky defense. I'll tell you, the Northern defense that got the hit they've been waiting for all game long.
No, they're not going down lightly.
No, they're not. I like what Coach Enders is doing now, though. He's just running the ball. He's taking his time. He's telling his quarterback, burn as much time off the clock as you can. And just if you get into the end zone, we get into the end zone. If we don't, we don't. It's no big deal.
4:21 and running, third down and goal coming up from the 5 as the handoff goes right side. Stops just shy of the goal line with Tyler Munston, senior running back, getting some reps in with the 42-7 score, clock running and 3:56. The stop will bring up a fourth down and keeping the offense on the field is Mick Enders. Probably run another play right up the middle as he has the last three plays here.
On offside.
And an offside call upcoming against Portage Northern. That's just kind of the antithesis of this night. Wrapped up right here in this penalty coming up against the Huskies. And Sam Vermeulen checks back into the huddle.
2.5-yard penalty.
Half the distance to the goal from the 5.
I'm
not good at math, but that's roughly the 2.5-yard line. So that's where Vermeulen will have it. First down and goal. And it pushes into the end zone from the 2.5-yard line. Touchdown, Portage Central.
Touchdown, Portage Central.
And just like that, another score for the Mustangs, although they were helped a bit by a little penalty at the end. But again, that's just really the cherry topper for the description of this game.
We have a new kicker.
Yep, we have a new kicker into the game.
Zach Spangler. Ben Mayoris.
Ben Mayoris on for the extra point. It is up and good. The running clock at 3:25. They actually stopped it to change sides. 49-7, the fourth quarter score. And we'll keep it right here. And that's why they stopped the clock. We have an injured Husky on the field. Some linemen down at about the 12, so we'll call it 10 to them, but just more of the same in this fourth quarter as it has been since the end of the first half and into the second half for Portage Central.
Yeah, there have been two distinctly different games here, Carolyn. One was to the 0-0-0 mark of the first half. Then you include the play at the 0-0-0 mark and everything after that. And those are the tale of two halves or tale of two parts or whatever you want to call it. But we had mentioned it earlier that that one play, you know, in high school football it happens where things can turn on one play. And the interception by Jacob Allen returned for a touchdown with no time left on the clock and put the Mustangs up by 14 points. And you could just tell that it just let all the air out of the Husky balloon. Even when they came back out on the field, you could tell that they were still suffering the effects of having to deal with that. And it's just sometimes it's too much to overcome. And, you know, kudos to Jacob Allen for making the play because he was You know, he knows what this game is. He's played in for, what, 3 or 4 years. He knows what the Battle of Portage is all about, and that single play is what turned this thing around.
So the new kicker on to get this one away, Ben Mayoris. The junior, the line drive, spiral punt, or excuse me, spiral kick
out of bounds.
There'll be a penalty, and that's what you see from guys that don't get a lot of reps in game time. Of course, he probably makes that kick every day in practice, and his field goal kick looked very clean. He had a lot of distance right down the middle.
That one just kind of spun around like a top and went right up. It was headed out of bounds, and the Huskies let it go, and obviously they're going to spot the ball at the 35-yard line. But, you got to hand to Coach Enders and his crew. They, you got to prepare your kids for battle, and they battled all the way through the beginning of that first half with Portage Northern, and it looked like it was going to be a seesaw battle. But, one little play, but you take advantage of it, because Mustangs did, and here we are.
Remember, this game for Portage Central started with a fumble on their first offensive possession as the Huskies line in the I formation. The handoff goes up the middle and stopped right at the line of scrimmage. The entire center converging on the running back. Clock running under 3 minutes now.
Clock running merrily along here.
And the Mustangs, a mere 3 minutes away from continuing their undefeated season, go to 5-0, 3-0 in Smack West play. Portage Northern, meanwhile, will drop to 3-2, 1-2 conference play. And up goes to the corner. Leiter trying to get the corner on that far side of the field. He's tackled out there immediately. And that'll bring up a third down and 6 from the 39-yard line of Portage Northern. 2:22 remaining in this football game.
Said it before, from the second half on, utter domination by the Mustangs. They just took this game over and did not give it back.
High formation again for the Huskies. Dropping back is Bell. Finds a receiver out to the far side of the field. That was Darren Snow. And the yards after the catch, important for Snow still. He balances the sideline up across the 50. Good for a first down. Unfortunately, with the score the way it is, typically going to stop the clock with the score being 49-7, the clock continuing to run, but the Huskies get into Mustang territory at the 47-yard line, first down and 10, a minute 30 and running for Bell.
And
he's back in the shotgun.
Now Blake Thurian's.
Fumble on the snap, Terry, and all he can do is pick it up at the 30-yard line, and he's tackled there as the clock approaches a minute. That's probably going to be all she wrote.
Yeah, I imagine they'll probably run one more play, and then that's going to be it. Up until the last play of the first half, a valiant effort by Portage Northern trying to stay in it, trying to do the best they can to keep it as close as they possibly could. But after the last play of the first half all the way through now, Portage Central has just taken this game and not let go, and the Mustangs are going to come away with a well-earned victory.
39 seconds and running. The loss will bring up second down in 33 as the pitch out from Therrien goes to Mitchell Brown. Pete Skirmerhorn shuffling his lineup a little bit, just trying to keep guys healthy for the final 22 seconds, and that may be the final play.
Yeah, they can take their time. They don't have to run another play.
They're just waiting for the clock to wind down under 10 seconds, and I think, both teams heading to the sideline, and that's going to do it. The clock hits triple zeros, and Portage Central throttles their crosstown rival 49-7. We'll be back with the Edward Rhodes post-game show coverage after this. We'll name a Wings Etc. player of the game. Give you the full story here from the Canley Field. Get you some scores from around town as well. That's all coming up next on the Edward Rose post-game show after this timeout on 1660 The Fan.
New shows and your favorite attractions are prepared to scare you silly. Trolls, zombies, and even a little voodoo. I don't think I like voodoo. Scares me. You can still take a walk in the Field of Screams and enjoy a hayride through, well, scary places. The Niles Haunted House Scream Park. Visit us on the web at www.haunted.org.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Bring you the video. Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Brent Iden for Junior Achievement of Southwest Michigan, and I'd like to invite you to the Junior Achievement 2nd Annual Fall Fest. This special evening features samplings from local breweries and wineries, as well as heavy hors d'oeuvres made from local ingredients. And we're pleased to announce that musical guest Brian Vander Ark of the Verpipe will be performing an intimate acoustic set for the occasion.
When I was young, I knew everything. She a punk who rarely ever took advice.
Fall Fest is Friday, October 4th at the Kalamazoo Country Club from 6:30 to 9, and all proceeds support local JA programs. Please visit battlecreek.ja.org for tickets and information. Junior Achievement of Southwest Michigan is a local nonprofit whose mission is to empower the young people of our community to their own economic success. Our volunteer-based K-12 programs foster work readiness, entrepreneurship, and financial literacy. I hope to see you at the 2nd Annual JA Fall Fest, a great night for a great cause. For more information, please visit battlecreek.ja.org.
.49-7, the final score here from Canley Field. The Portage Central Mustangs victorious over their crosstown rivals, Portage Northern, and the Kavanaugh Trophy going to the blue and gold in 2013, a well-deserved victory for Portage Central. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney back with you for the Edward Rose post-game show, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home. Visit edwardrose.com today. And with the victory, Portage Central now 5-0 overall, 3-0 in conference play. The loss for Portage Northern drops them to 1-2 in conference play, 3-2 overall, and two straight losses for the Huskies in two straight games, but two very tall opponents in the process.
Yeah, and the one thing about Portage Central, Carolyn, is that now they're one game away from clinching a playoff berth. So next week is, if you're undefeated going into next week, a win will get you the 6 wins that you need. And so Central's, I think Northern's going to make the playoffs too. It's a good team. They just
got an incredibly bad luck situation at the end of the first half, and it really broke their backs. But this is a team that's resilient, and Coach Kermerhorn will have them ready for next week, right here against Matawan, and they can beat Matawan, and that would move them to 4-2. So, you know, it's resilient. It's tough to lose to your crosstown rivals, especially like this. But, you know, and again, you got to give it to Coach Enders and the Portage Central Mustangs. They didn't pick their foot up off the gas, as we've said. They just kept it on the whole game.
We talked about the three-headed monster that is the Portage Central running attack, which includes their quarterback, Ryan Mergener. It was the other two guys doing much of the damage here tonight. Gerard Davis with 102 yards on 13 carries, three touchdowns. Jacob Allen, 133 yards on 20 carries and three touchdowns as well. A little side note for Jacob Allen, he took himself out of the game in the second quarter, but put himself back in just in time to make that defensive play for the pick six. And so I think Mick Ender's going to look at him because he's one of the guys that you can't afford to lose for something silly. I'm not sure if it was just a stinger or why he went out of the football game, but he looked fine for the rest of that second half.
Yeah, he ran back out on the field, and that's when Northern really didn't want to see him. So, you know, again, kudos to the Portage Central Mustangs. They played their game, and they did what they needed to do tonight. It's back to the drawing board for Portage Northern. They'll prepare for Matawan next week. And, you know, the Smack is a tough place to play. The one thing that is in Portage Northern's favor, I guess, is the fact that they've already played St. Joseph. They played Portage Central. Now they've lost both games, but the rest of their season, they're not going to face two tougher teams than that. So it's going to be a situation where Portage Central still has St. Joe looming on the horizon, and that's going to be a game, that one right there.
We'll take a look at the upcoming opponents. You've already mentioned Matawan coming here to McCamley Field next week for Portage Northern, but it's time now to name our Wings Etc. Player of the Game, featuring over 20 HD TVs, great food and drink specials all week long. Visit their Portage and Kalamazoo locations for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings, including the extra spicy ones. That's what Jim McKinney loves to eat. You can check out their menu at wingsetc.net, and I know during the timeout, we had a little bit of a dispute as to who the player of the game is going to be. Should I defer to you, or should you just let me name it?
Well, I'm going to make my case for one player, and the reason that I'm asking about Jacob Allen is, and I know he was a player of the game earlier against Matawan, did a great job against Matawan. I just honestly believe that the play he made at the end of the first half was what turned this game around. And, you know, that 52-yard interception of a bell pass, that broke the back of Portage Northern. And, I mean, he scored three touchdowns, so did Davis, though. So my choice on those grounds would be Jacob Allen. But I'm willing to be convinced, and you have that look in your eye, so go ahead and convince
me. I'm going to bring up a name we haven't mentioned yet in the post game, just because this guy, he's my kind of guy. He's the utility man. He does it all. He did it all here tonight. He was on defense. He was on the special teams. He was the kicker. He is the kicker, and I'm naming him right now Mickey Losey, because he did a little bit of everything. He was a pesky defensive back. He got after their receivers. He prevented a lot of passes that could have given life to Portage Northern at opportune times for the Huskies, and it was really Mickey Losey, I don't think was necessarily the nail in the coffin, as you're naming Jacob Allen, because I agree with you, Jacob Allen was certainly the nail in the coffin for this football team, but Mickey Losey was rather the quiet contributor in the background, and maybe they'll share it with each other. I don't know, but I'm naming Mickey Losey.
You know, I'll agree with you on that. He did do it all tonight. He was the defensive back. He got an interception in the end zone to thwart a drive, kicked the ball like a maniac, and, you know, I think he had two or three touchbacks in this game, if not more, and punted the ball very, very well for Portage Central. So I think it's a tribute to Coach Mick Ender's team that he can have several players to be named. But you know what? I'll agree with you. Mickey Losey, our player of the game for Wings, et cetera.
All right. Mickey Losey, yes, our Wings, et cetera, player of the game. Congratulations. If I had my druthers, I think they're going to share it in this team. If I know them well, which I think I know them a little bit, we've seen them twice. I talked to Mick Enders a few times as well. This team won't take single credit for this accomplishment here tonight. They did it as a team, but Mickey Losi, our Wings Etc. player of the game. We'll take a timeout and continue our post-game coverage. 49-7, the victory for Portage Central here and the Camley Field over Portage Northern. We'll be back with more. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
All right, everyone who has ever paid good money for an extended warranty, raise your right hand and slap yourself in the forehead. Hi, this is Bruce at Bruce's Truck and Auto and Rhino Linings, and yes, I've done it too. It always sounds like such a great idea at the time, doesn't it? Here at Bruce's Truck and Auto, you will never have to pay for a warranty. Just guess how long the warranty is on our draw-tight hitches and how much it costs. It's lifetime and it's free. How about on our SST Downey tonneau covers? It's lifetime and it's free. Take a wild guess how long the warranty is and what it costs on our Viper auto starts or our stainless steel Nerf bars. You're catching on. It's lifetime and it's free. How about our latest product, Rhino Spray and Bed Lining? Both types of material, the Tough Stuff and the Durabond, carry a lifetime warranty and you don't have to pay any extra. Call us at 668-4511 or stop on in. We are just a quarter mile north of I-94 in Matawan. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouthwatering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their Westridge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc., sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all and at prices that you'll love because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club and tune into live high school sports during 2013. Brought to you by Meyer.
Carol Miner and Jim McKinney back with you from the Camley Field for one final time. Again, your final score, 49-7. Portage Central with the victory over Portage Northern here tonight. And next week, taking a look at both team schedules next week, the Huskies are right back here at McCamley Field for a battle with Matawan. Portage Central on the road at Niles. And as for us, we will take a look at the playoff implications for the upcoming teams around the area and keep you updated on our schedule where we're going to be next week as we're getting into the undefeated teams, as you said, having chances at clinching playoff berths as early as next week. So we'll take a look at that and keep you updated on our schedule. You can find that on 1660thefan.com. That's going to do it from McCamley Field. My thanks to the Portage Northern and Central Athletic Departments, the Athletic Director for Portage Central, Jim Murray, for the hospitality here at McCamley Field, the great press box, food, and beverages as well. For my producer, Joe Varcola, and Abby Siekman back in our Kalamazoo studios, and my broadcast partner, Jim McKinney, I'm Carolyn Binder saying one more time the final score, 49-7. Portage Central with the victory in the Battle of Portage. They win the Cavanaugh Trophy over Portage Northern. The preceding broadcast has been a production of 1660 The Fan, High School Live, and Midwest Communications. Thanks for listening. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to live high school football action on 1660 The Fan. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Meyer, where the math always works in your favor. Bruce's Truck and Auto. Better get to Bruce's. Edward Rose and Son. Go to edwardrose.com today. Romance Gardens. High quality, low prices, great customer service. And Wings Etc. Sports, award-winning wings, and lots of other great stuff. This has been a presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Communications.